Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Scraby here with you for the next hour. Welcome in to the happy hour of Gwen and Chris. Both guys are going to be back tomorrow. Chris traveling home from Kansas State University. The women's team beat Kansas State today, so it's a happy flight home for them. Tony Gwynn Jr. being a good dad, going to check out his daughter's soccer game. So we still have Michael Flicks at 5:40. He is going to be talking about the high school basketball scene here in San Diego. So if you're curious, he's going to give his top 10 players in no particular order in the county. So if you're curious to see who's on the list, tune in at 5:40. I am Matt Scraby. You can watch the show on Facebook, 97.3 The Fan. You could also 97.3 The Fan on YouTube, Gwen and Chris SD on YouTube, and then 97.3 The Fan SD on X. This hour is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. Well, if you just heard Bennett Woods' look ahead is what I call that in the radio biz. They were talking about how the winter meetings are now over. And at this point, the winter meetings are definitely over. It's 8 o'clock there in Orlando, so things are closing up shop. But we, as I said earlier, it wasn't the most star-studded winter meetings, but we did see three contracts be given out. Kyle Schwarber, Pete Alonso, and Edwin Diaz. We also learned some things from A.J. Preller. Which, number one, Fernando is untouchable. He didn't say those words, but he said you can, if you want to infer it that way, then you can. And also, Mason Miller is not going to be a starter. He's going to stay in the bullpen and presumably be the Padres' closer of the future. So that's what we've learned. Now, there are, you know, I've seen some complaints out there about the starting rotation not even being close to complete. And my answer to that is, go back and look what A.J. Preller has done during spring training. He has brought guys in during spring training. You know, when I first got into Padres radio way back when, I would have thought the starting rotation is not even close to being complete. This is a disaster. We're already starting the year as a disaster. They need three pitchers, blah, 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 blah. First baseman. But I'm not worried about it. Not many players were signed here at the winter meetings. There were no massive trades that I saw at the winter meetings. So it seems like teams are just starting to feel things out for the winter. And if I have to get my cliche joke, the hot stove is hot right now. And the Padres are not necessarily a part of any of those hot stove items, which is okay with me because we did learn a lot of different players on the Padres that could possibly be traded this offseason. Nick Pivetta, Jake Cronenworth, not Fernando. You know, you got guys like that. You're going to be trading a core piece of this team if you do make this blockbuster trade that Kevin Acey said may happen this offseason. But one of the things that we have not really talked about this offseason is the catching situation. Because, you know, they got the Furminator, Freddie Fermin. He played pretty well last year. I think that fans were happy with his performance, and hopefully an offseason with the Padres will help him to get even better. But what is their backup plan going to be at catcher? You're obviously not going with Martin Maldonado, not going with Elias Diaz. Maybe. But what about Ethan Salas? We've talked about him many, 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 many times. And Sam Levitt caught up with AJ Preller and asked him for the status of Ethan Salas.
Yeah, he's had a really good last couple months. He's been full go in terms of baseball activity, throwing, hitting, fielding, everything like that. So, again, I think we made the decision at the end of the year. You know, he sat out, you know, with the stress reaction, and, you know, rather than rush anything here with a few weeks left in a winter ball season or something like that, we figured he was getting a lot of good work in, a lot of good time with our instructors, our training staff, get a chance to go home and you know, it's going to be a long year for him next year. So he looks really good. He's still very super young. And I think, like, we're excited that, injury behind him and he can get back on the field. And everything I've seen and heard from our reports, videos, he looks like he's in a good place and looks like he'll be ready to go as we get to spring training.
I like to hear that, obviously, because he needs all the spring training he can get. But one of the names that we have not brought up in a trade would be Ethan Salas. Leo DeVries was the big name in the system before they traded Mason Miller and JP Sears. So could Ethan Salas be a trade piece? Maybe. I mean, he was very highly coveted there for a couple years. And then he, as you heard AJ talking about, he got injured. And so the demand for him went down a little bit. But we haven't even... this is a thing that I think I have changed over the years on. And that would be prospect hugging. Maybe 7 years ago, I'd say, no, don't get rid of him. He's the future. But I don't know that. I don't know that. So if he were to be traded... If he were to go to another team and you're getting back a player or two that can play at the major league level in 2026, again, I say go for it. Go for it, because the window's now. And so if you can get better players for a guy like Ethan Salas, then I think you do it. If you win a World Series this year, no one's going to be thinking about Ethan Salas at all next year. I keep saying this year, but it's actually next year, so 2026. But it's kind of hard to believe that in a year time span, and I'm not saying that Ethan Salas is going to be traded. I'm just saying if it did happen, can you imagine in a year time span, both Leo Dallas DeVries and Ethan Salas would be traded? That is crazy. That would be crazy, because we would have said that both of those guys were untouchable for a long time. We learned that Leo Dallas DeVries, I was going to go with the other way I said it before, but I'm not. We learned that he was not untouchable. He was moved for Mason Miller. So don't put it past AJ. Don't put it past him at all. He may just do it. And again, I don't know if I'm off base with this, but I really do think that if you can get a good return on Ethan Salas, you might consider that, and more than consider it, lean towards doing it. But I'm not sure that will actually happen, just because I don't know if they're willing to part with him right now, and I don't know that he has the best trade value right now because he was coming off of an injury. He's still like 18 or 19, I believe. So it's not like his age is becoming a problem, but this is a good problem for the Padres to have. It is 100% a good problem for the Padres to have. Now, we were talking about starting pitching. On the other side, I'm going to play you a clip of AJ Preller talking about one of the Japanese pitchers that posted, Tatsuya Imai. And so they were asking him about that. We'll get into that on the other side. We'll also get into what's happening with this Michigan football head coach. The news. We started the show. As soon as Tony and I basically sat down in our chairs here before the show, we got push notifications that Michigan has fired their head coach, Sherrone Moore. And it all has to do with an inappropriate relationship with a staffer within the Michigan system, University of Michigan. You're not allowed to date anyone, or head coaches should not be dating. I can't say her age. I don't know her age, actually. But head coaches should not be fraternizing with people that work together and when you work with them. But the sad part about this whole thing is that Sherrone Moore and his wife Kelly have two daughters. And so there's a lot going on there. And I'm not going to get into like the salacious details because I don't know if any of this is true or not. But I will make sure that we talk about it on the other side because it is a big news story. Also, San Diego State Aztecs basketball happening tonight, Viejas Arena, 7 p.m. against Lamar. Yeah, this is what I love about college basketball. You get to learn about schools like Lamar. I had never heard of Lamar in my life until last week when I was looking at the Aztecs basketball schedule. I remember, this is embarrassing, but I'll admit it anyway. I remember one time I saw Colgate University or college or whatever it's called. I think it's a university. And I thought it was a toothpaste school. Like, you go and you learn how to make toothpaste. And with that, I will leave you till the next segment, and you'll get your track.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Graphic. All right, before we get into Tatsuya Imai and Sherrone Moore, I'm going to Daily Gripe. If you don't know what the Daily Gripe is, I do it on the Scraby Show at the end of the show. It's just something small that bothers you throughout the day. I've given many daily gripes over the years, but in some days it's harder to come up with a daily gripe than others, but I have a good one. And by the way, I'm Matt Scraby, filling in for Gwen and Chris here on 97.3 The Fan. The guys are going to be back tomorrow, and we will be back to our regular show, you know, feel tomorrow. But Chris and Tony, you know, I'm not even going to present it this way. So sometimes, like my computer, I'm just going to go in a different direction because I don't even want to go in that direction if they're not here. Here's the daily gripe. When at work, when we're on the work Wi-Fi, for some reason, whenever I go to the computer to sign in, I have to do a dual authentication thing. And so usually when a browser when you sign into our work stuff from a browser, you know, you enter the password, send something to your phone, you have to hit accept, and then it will let you in. But usually a browser will save that information across your browser, so you don't have to keep entering it over and over and over. But recently, this whole dual authentication thing has been driving me insane. Like, every time I want to go use something that is within the Odyssey world, it's asking me to do this dual authentication thing. It's just like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, I just tried to get in to put up a podcast. My phone was not near me, and I couldn't get in because I had to go over to a phone and pick it up and hit the accept button. But I've done that maybe 10 times today. So this is a me problem, but it's also, you all know what the dual authentication is like. I just don't like being asked to authenticate every time I open a new page. It's a necessary evil because I am aware of why they have it, because people are sneaky and good at stealing your identity and stuff. But I'm sitting at work on the work Wi-Fi. It should know I'm here. It should know I'm in a secure place. All right. That's it for the daily gripe for today. All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. In about 15 minutes, 5:35, so 14, 15 minutes, we will have the newest, biggest fan name for everyone today. And I feel the pressure. I feel the pressure each and every day for the biggest fan, because the Scrabinators, they really want to be called biggest fan. But I have no control over the names that go into the biggest fan document. I know that Renee, who's a great listener, has not been called yet. And I'm hoping that she gets called very, very soon. Back to baseball before we get into the Michigan coach thing. I'm going to leave a little bit of time for the Michigan coach thing. I want things to settle down a little bit more before I start bringing news to the show that turns out not to be true. But we were talking about the Padres rotation and about how it's not even close to being filled. And I said, it's okay. They still have plenty of time. Things have happened in spring training and things have come together in spring training before. But this year, there's been a lot of different players from Japan and the KBO, mainly Japan, that have posted, as they say, and they're going to be possibly coming Major League Baseball's way. And one of those pitchers is Tatsuya Imai, and he is a pitcher that a lot of teams are going to want to be in on. And so AJ Preller was asked about this. He was also asked about the starting pitching market in general this offseason. The audio is not the greatest, but you can still hear AJ Preller, but they first start talking about whether or not the Padres have looked into Tatsuya Imai.
Again, like we've had conversations, you know, on some of the players coming from MPB. So yeah, I mean, I think with obviously, you know, with you know, from the starting rotation standpoint of losing Cease and then the Darvish injury. You know, filling those rotation spots is going to be important. We'll continue to have conversation with the agents for the players that are coming from MPB and see if we can line up on something. But it's a very competitive market, so we'll see how it all plays out.
How active is that the starting pitchers market at this moment?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a premium on starting pitching. There's just not, you know, it's not a. You know, there's always definitely, you know, not enough supply and a lot of people that, you know, there's a lot of demand, a lot of teams that need to fill starting spots. So, you know, those are always like pretty active, aggressive conversations. You know, there's only going to be a limited number of pitchers that can go out there and make 25, 30 starts. So we're engaged. We're in the middle of a few of those conversations and hopefully try to land on something here soon.
All right, that was AJ Preller with the media talking about Tatsuya Imai and the starting pitching situation. Now, Imai is not like Roky Sasaki, because Roky Sasaki did not wait the allotted time that he was supposed to in MPB. So he was under the international salary rules, which is why he only made like $8 million or whatever. He probably could have been signed for more if he would have waited, but he did not wait. He came over a little bit early. Emi, he is a free agent. He's able to negotiate deals, you know, a lot bigger than what Roki Sasaki was able to negotiate. I don't even think really Roki Sasaki was negotiating. Basically, it was, hey, whoever... Well, I'm not even going to say that because I know the Dodgers always had a hand up on this whole thing. But whoever gives me the most money, I'll go play for them, which we know wasn't true, even though the Dodgers did give him the most money. But we all know he used other teams for information. But Emi is going to have to be a guy you pay. So I don't know he's in the future, but you never know with AJ Preller. And they said they were going to spend up to what they did last year. So as Tony and I said yesterday, it's about $60 million between what they have on their books now and what they ended up with last year, according to their payroll. So there is wiggle room for it. And AJ Preller has made very, very creative contracts in the past. See Nick Pivetta. His contract was very, very team-friendly last year. He's getting paid what he deserves this year. He's getting $19 million. And he only got $1 million last year. But it is what it is. It is what it is. I hope he does not get traded. All right. There was another signing that just happened in baseball. And National League West familiar face Mike Yastrzemski is going to the Braves. They agree to a two-year, $23 million deal. So Mike Yastrzemski going to Atlanta out of San Francisco. All right, quickly, let's go into this Michigan football story. Michigan fired their head coach, Sherrone Moore, today for cause. This is his second year leading the team. And the athletic director said the termination was a result of an inappropriate relationship between Moore and a staff member. Here is their statement. Sherrone Moore has been terminated with cause effective immediately. Following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. This conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and UM maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. Now, that was what we... what we found in the beginning. That's what the information we were given in the beginning of the story. But it goes on. It's gotten crazier over the day. So Moore was actually, apparently, according to CBS Sports and many other places, he was detained by police in Saline, Michigan, 3 hours after his firing. Saline police turned Moore over to the police in Pittsfield Township for investigation into potential charges. Now, no word on what those charges are or if he will be charged or anything like that, but apparently something got serious enough that Moore was detained by the police after this whole thing. And it's hard for me to criticize him right now because I don't know the full story, but the story is leading down a bad path, and I do not understand people who have a great job. They have a family, wife and kids. They coach one of the most notorious, famous, nostalgic programs in college football. And you go and you throw it away. You throw it away for to have an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. I don't understand how that happens. I don't understand what goes through people's mind. Now, I'm going to start this with saying, I don't know that this is true. I found it on social media. I don't know that this is true, but I've seen it in a couple places, so I'm hoping there is some truth to it. Someone posted the salary history for the woman that Sherrone Moore is involved with. And again, I don't know this is true, but in 2022 and 2023, because this is public knowledge, I believe, she was paid $58,000 for that year. Next year, $58,000. 2024 and 2025, she was paid $90,000. She got a raise of 55.11%. So if this document that I found is true. It's just not very smart on his part. You just, there's always going to be people investigating. There's always going to be people wondering, why did you pay that staffer who was making $58,000? Why did you give her a 55% raise? I'm going to dig into that. I'm going to dig into that a little bit, and people did. I don't know how all this came out, but it's not good. It's not good for Michigan. We'll see how the dust settles. Michigan, Moore had a buyout of around $14 million, but because he was fired for cause, Michigan may not be on the hook for all of that. So it sounds like a pretty cut and dry thing for Michigan. They move on, and they don't have to pay him the money. But for him, Sherrone Moore, he's got a whole mess of problems coming up for him. I don't even know what he's trying to do. Just keep his head above water for right now. And I don't like to, be crass about these things because there are five lives involved in this. Sherrone Moore, his two kids, his wife, and the staffer. So five lives have been ruined today. And it's sad when that stuff happens, but we'll keep an eye on this. We'll figure out what happens when the dust settles. You're listening to Gwen and Chris. I'm Matt Scravey, filling in for the guys. They'll be back tomorrow. When we get back, we'll have the biggest fan. We're going to be a little bit late on the biggest fan, but we'll have the biggest fan, and we'll also hear from Michael Flicks about San Diego high school basketball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is that time. It is biggest fan name time. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Shane Doxey of Santee. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for a grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Shane Doxey of Santee. Shane Doxey of Santee. 10 minutes starts now. 833-288-0973. I think it's about, you know what? I was going to say something. I'm going to leave that to the end. I think it's time for us to get to Tony's conversation with Michael Flicks about high school basketball. So let me get your traffic, and then you'll be serenaded with the sweet pipes of Tony Gwynn Jr. and Michael Flicks.
All right, joining us tonight, it's a little different than what we normally do. Usually Michael Flicks is in studio, but because of some timing situations, we kind of had to do it via StreamYard, and so we're doing it, I guess the new media way, which is via the computer. And so doing our high school prep as we've done every week, second week of it for 2025. And let's start with the top teams, Michael. I don't think we kind of really got into it last time. I think we did top teams, we did top players, but it was kind of off the cuff. You've got your top 10. I think this is what the county's top 10 is. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so at number one, this is my top 10, my personal top 10. Like you said, it's similar to some of the other ones, but as for mine, I've got a few teams in a few different slots.
Okay.
So at number one, I got Francis Parker. They've got a guy with D1 interest and a very just complete team. They've got multiple players that can dribble, pass, and shoot, multiple players that can score from all levels. And so I got them at number one. Santa Fe Christian's at number two, led by Dax Hall. I got Mission Bay at number three, led by Clay Grebbing and JoJo. He's come along. They've got another very, very complete team. At number four, I've got Mira Mesa. Diego Ortiz is leading the way for them. He's got a couple 30-point games. He's real crafty with getting steals. And then also they got a big man, 6'8", Tim Dorn, who, you know, he's a matchup for pretty much everyone who faces up against him. He gets a lot of rebounds, and he had 27 points the other night, so he's been doing his thing as well. I got San Marcos at number five. They got a dynamic duo going on. Actually, kind of like a big three. They've got Mike Brown. They've got Jalen Williams. Oh, I did it again. I'm blanking on my man's name, but they got a third player. He does a lot of shooting for them, but he Caucasian guy. Last time I seen him play, he had on pink shoes. Scores from all three levels, defends. He plays really well. He plays really hard. I'm going to think of his name as soon as this is over, but I'm going to make sure I give him a proper shout out next time. At number six, I've got Victory Christian.
Now, real quick, where's Victory Christian at?
That's out in Chula Vista.
Okay.
And interestingly enough for them, Jaden Gray, his dad is the head coach of the team, and his dad is also Hoover's head football coach.
Man, okay.
Yes. Yeah,
so multi-sport coach.
Yeah. And does well in both sports, actually. I got Victory Christian at number six, Cathedral Catholic at number seven. I've got St. Augustine at number eight. Madison, led by big man R.J. Miller, at number nine. And then I've got Torrey Pines, led by Tavares Green, at number 10.
Okay. Okay, so we got your top 10. Now, I know I kind of caught you off guard last time when I asked for your top players. You kind of were just kind of pulling them out of the air. You had some time to think about it. Give me the list of the top players you have in San Diego County, now that you have some time to think about it.
Okay. So I will preface this by saying my top 10 is subject to change like week to week, okay. Just like my top 10 teams are.
Fair enough.
And let me also say I want to be careful when I say this, because we are talking about kids here. This is just one man's opinion. If you like it, go out there and prove why I'm right. And if you feel like you should be in the top 10, go out and prove me wrong. So you know what I mean? I'm just one man's opinion.
You're all for it. Either way.
Absolutely. And this is also in no particular order for me. No particular order. I've got Tavit Lee Johnson from Francis Parker. Jalen Williams.
Wait,
from
hold on,
San
really
Marcos.
Quick. Tavit Lee Johnson, guard, big man, wing. What we got?
He's a guard.
Okay.
He's a guard. Uh-huh. Real crafty. Long arms. Can get his shot off against anybody. Knows how to get to whatever spot he wants to. Nobody can take the ball from him. Yeah, he's like that.
Okay.
He's really like that. Jalen Williams from San Marcos. I mentioned him when we spoke about San Marcos earlier. Clay Grebbing from Mission Bay. Tristan Thompson from Olympian. Lincoln Goron from Saints. Diego Ortiz from Mira Mesa. Dax Hall from Santa Fe Christian. Tim Dorn, 6'8 big man, also from Mira Mesa. And then R.J. Miller from Madison. Round out my top 10.
Okay, so getting the top 10 players in the county, hopefully they get a chance to hear this, chance to prove you right. Some who are not on the list have a chance to prove you wrong.
I'm going to make sure they hear it. This is one of my favorite things to go. I'm going to make sure they hear it.
All right, let's get into some of the games that happened yesterday. A couple nice matchups kind of broke down. Let's start with Carlsbad over St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all these next few teams we're going to mention, they're playing in the North County Classic, so they all playing in the same tournament. They all played in the same gym last night, obviously at different times. So Carlsbad had a big – I'm sorry, not all in the same gym, but a part of the same tournament. Carlsbad had a big win over St. Augustine last night, 61-60. It came down to the wire. They're led by Jaden Gardner, whose older brother just graduated from Carlsbad last year, who they got to play together last year. So now Jaden, the younger brother, is now kind of leading the way for Carlsbad. He had 20 points and 6 assists last night, so that was a big win for Carlsbad, who no one thought they'd they'd, you know, be bad. Of course not, after, you know, the season they had last year. But after losing a player like Jake Hall and some of the other players that they lost as well, you know, they've been maintaining, not even maintaining, but actually playing above some people's expectations. So shout out to Carlsbad. And they actually play, their next game is Friday night at Pacific Ridge. And then last night, Foothills Christian. I'm sorry. No, we spoke about that one already. I'm sorry. San Marcos beat Cathedral Catholic at they beat them 65-59, led by senior Jalen Williams. He had 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. And he's a guy that can score it like that and have that complete type of a game every night. Like, nobody can really stop him from scoring.
He's a handful in terms of his size, yeah. Correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a great – well, I don't know if you're thinking about Mike Brown, the big man.
No, I'm just saying for a guard, he seems like he is a little bit tough to deal with in terms of strength, I should say. Forget size.
Yeah, he actually pretty is, like, has surprising strength for his size. He is pretty wiry. You're right about that. They play Scripps Ranch tonight at 7. Victory Christian. Victory Christian, they got an impressive win last night against Torrey Pines. And Torrey Pines has been playing well. So for Victory Christian to beat them, that was an impressive win.
Is that why you have Victory ahead of Torrey Pines in your top 10? Was that victory last night had a lot to do with that?
Yeah, it did. I got to look at stuff like that. I can't just look at the overall like team and who you've beaten and how you play, that matters. But also like kind of the head-to-head stuff. And if I've beaten a few teams that you've lost to, then it's like,
yeah, you know what makes I mean? Sense. So, makes sense.
Yeah. So, DJ Humphreys for Victory Christian last night, he had 27 points. It was real impressive. He pretty much had his way in the first half, scoring from all three levels. And, you know, that pretty much set the tone for the game, and they were able to take it home down the stretch.
This another guard?
Yeah, DJ Humphreys, he's another guard. He's about, like, 6'2", 6'2", plays really strong, likes to get contact and create space to get his shot off. He's a really good player, really good player.
Now, Cathedral sounds like they bounced back with a kind of a big win over a large win over Ramona after going down to San Marcos, correct?
Yeah, it was. It seems like it was one of those wins that was like, from my perspective, and I know a little bit about their coach, it seems like it was a thing where it was like, we were supposed to win that. So next game,
somebody's going to pay for that.
Yeah, at least to look how it's supposed to look. So, you know, shout out to Cathedral for bouncing back. I actually had a chance to interview their starting five at their media day. I don't know if I spoke about this last week. I had a chance to interview their whole starting five at their media day, and they're a really, really connected bunch. Their coach has them all really playing on the same page. They took a few out-of-state trips during the offseason tournament games. Ah, and
so they played against some tough competition during the summer.
Yeah. And with that, they were talking about that, but they were also speaking about how just that travel and hotel rooms and flights and all that, they've become like really, really tight knit. So it's been impressive to watch that chemistry on the court for them this year too.
All right, let's kind of break down some of those same games happening tonight. You also want to give some love to a team down south in the Morris Tigers, who are off to a fantastic start. Let's get to some of those other games that we kind of highlighted, and then get to Morris before we get up out of here.
Yes, so Rancho Bernardo plays La Costa Canyon tonight at 7. I'm not sure yet, and I don't want to make any promises, but I'm thinking that's the game I'm going to be at tonight. I haven't seen either of those teams play yet, and I've been really wanting to make it out to see them, so... And that's going to be a good one too. Rancho Bernardo plays hard. They play fast. They play defense. And La Costa Canyon is always well coached. They always have guys that know how to shoot it, and they always, you know, run their offense to a T. So that's going to be a great game to watch. La Jolla Country Day plays RBV at home tonight at 7. Once again, La Jolla Country Day is another team that's always well coached, always plays hard. RBV, they have I'm blanking on my man's name. Light-skinned shooter. He's not just a shooter. Just he knows how to get everywhere on the court. Knows how to play. I can't believe I'm blanking on my man's name. Right now. But that's going to be another good game to watch right now. I'm not going to let that happen for the rest of this year. I'm not going
to
let that happen.
All right, I'm going to hold you to it.
All right. And then Olympian plays San Diego High tonight at 6. And then like you said, Morris, they don't play until Friday. But like you said, we wanted to give a shout out to Morris, who's off to an 8-0 start. who every year more, if it's not an alumni or somebody that I grew up with or a player from now, they're like, bro, when you go show Morris some love, when you go come out to one of our games, I'm on the way, Morris. I wanted to make sure I showed y'all some love on the radio tonight, but I'm on the way. As soon as I get a chance, I'm coming to a Morris game. So shout out to Morris on their 8-0 start. And hopefully y'all continue winning, man.
Let me ask you quickly about Olympian. That was a team that made a long run last year. Are they not as talented? Are they having did they lose enough firepower that we're not talking about them in the same way we were talking about them last year?
I think it's a combination of a couple things. They had one player, I mean, not their top player, but they had an important player transfer out. And then both of the guys, Tristan and, you know, the guys that are there, they burst onto the scene last year. And I think now it's a thing where, like, everyone knows how good they are. So it's not like, oh, look what Olympian's doing over there.
Gotcha.
It's like, okay, everyone knows how good they are. So you kind of expect it from them now. But yeah, I'm still, you know, very excited to see what Olympian does this season for
sure. Now, you mentioned, you know, Morris. The Morris alum have been on your head about getting out there. You possibly are going to see Ranch Bernardo and La Costa Canyon tonight. You'll be able to cross those two teams off. Who else at this point is on your list to possibly visit and check out?
Well, Victory Christian, we speak about them a lot, but I haven't had a chance to see them in person yet. Same with Francis Parker. I mean, they're easy to know what's going on because they're some of the top teams and their highlights are everywhere.
Right.
But those are another two teams. O'Farrell, actually, I want to get out to O'Farrell. I'm ashamed to say I've never filmed a game in O'Farrell's gym. I'm ashamed to say that. So I got to get out to O'Farrell soon. And then my guy, Jeff Bigford, the coach at Valley Center, he's a friend of mine. So I gotta get out and show him some love. So those are some of the schools that
I enjoy the fact that you get up down south. You get up north, you kind of spread it around a little bit. I think a lot of it is saturated, you know, further south in terms of the teams that you can go watch. But a lot of good North County teams up there as well. I mean, and some of them are on the coast, which stretches out a little bit further. But you're gonna be stacking some miles, man. You're going to watch all these teams play this year.
Yeah, for sure. It's tough and it's draining, but it's important to me, man. When I started off doing this, I always said that I wanted to make sure I showed love. Of course, we're going to cover the top teams, but I always said I wanted to make sure I covered the teams and players that typically wouldn't get a highlight tape
right.
or wouldn't get an interview. And I've been blessed that my career has grown and that it's usually the top players and teams that do book me. So my career has kind of turned into covering the top teams, but it's still very important to me to make sure that I cover the county as a whole, whether the team is the best team in the open or the worst team in Division IV. I want to make sure I cover everybody.
You're doing a fantastic job, Michael. Appreciate you once again. Let's get back together next week and see what you got for us.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you again for having me on.
All right, that was Michael Flix and Tony Gwynn Jr. breaking it down. And appreciate Michael Flix for coming on the show. He is someone who comes in studio most of the time. But like today was the first time we had to do the recording while he was at home because we had timing issues. But Michael Flix, very, very good and easy guy to work with. All right. You know, I'm going to leave you with this because we are at the end of the show. Like I said earlier, Gwen and Chris are both going to be back tomorrow in studio, so you won't have to deal with just me. We'll recap what happened over the winter meetings. We'll talk about the Aztecs playing Lamar. We'll do all of that stuff. We'll preview Thursday Night Baseball, but I really want to leave you with this one thing. And we've been talking about pitching for the entire offseason so far. We've been talking about pitching. And guess what? John Heyman tweeted out something I think we should all pay attention to. Joey Gallo, the pitcher, is drawing interest from several teams. Joey Gallo is going to try to make this whole pitching thing work. If you don't know who Joey Gallo is, he was a hitter outfielder, and he struck out a lot. But he's trying to make a comeback in his career and trying to be a pitcher. I don't really want Joey Gallo, the pitcher, on this team. I don't really want Joey Gallo the hitter on this team. Too many strikeouts, but hey, Joey Gallo trying to make the dream work. So I got to appreciate that. I see. Did the person call in? Yes. Shane did call in for the biggest fan. So we'll have more tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great night. No Scraby show for tonight. Again, back with Gwyn and Chris tomorrow at 2 p.m. right here on 97.3 The Fan. Have a great night, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.